Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. One of the Massachusetts communities most severely damaged by Tropical Storm Irene is the western Massachusetts town of Deerfield. The Deerfield River rose so high it crashed through buildings there and even moved some of them off their foundations. All of this at the time that tourists usually begin arriving to see the foliage. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports on efforts to clean up Shelburne Falls in time for the Labor Day weekend.
Shelburne Falls straddles two towns, Buckland on one side of the river and Shelburne on the other.
So what do you think, a crew of five or six to do that? They can get that done in a couple hours, don't you think?
Mary Vilbon is standing on the Buckland side of town. A group of ninth graders is vigorously and sometimes futilely sweeping dried silt left over from the weekend flood. The river rose so high and so fast, it destroyed parts of buildings and knocked out power.
So we're working with the electricians to try to get a temporary power set up so that they have power so they can clean, they can have lights.
Vilbon may well be the most popular person in town this week. She's the executive director of the Shelburne Falls Business Association, and now she's also a de facto emergency responder. Since Irene, almost every business person and landlord in town has called upon her, or she's found them.
I mean, it's going door to door, talking to every business owner and residents, you know, what's happening in your spot, what have you done already, what haven't you done, giving them the resources that they need to connect with.
Those resources include dozens of volunteers organized to haul debris or move salvageable store merchandise to a new location. She's connected shop owners, artists, and restaurateurs to elected officials. And she's made sure that anyone who needs a meal in the middle of this ordeal gets something to eat. But regarding financial help from the government, she's had no word yet. As for flood insurance, Vilbon says only two businesses in Shelburne Falls had that kind of policy. Most people, like Bill Connolly of the Shelburne Falls Eagle Club, are on their own.
If you look at the flood insurance and policies and stuff there, you can't afford them. You know, they're sky high. So you just kind of take your chance. You know, you don't get a 100-year flood like this. I mean, this is the second one that I've gone through. In 87, it was bad, but this one here is twice as bad.
Connolly was the single full-time employee at this members-only social club, and he says he watched his job float away earlier this week. The flood damage is so bad, the club, where locals regularly play pool and darts and have drinks after work, closed. Connolly is on unemployment.
This is our club room right here. Go ahead and take a peek.
Wow.
We're at the riverbank right here, and basically when the flood came in, we ended up getting 9 feet of water in here.
The room looks like someone tossed it upside down. When the river crashed the door and rushed in, a large refrigerator was pushed in its side, and now it's almost blocking the entryway. The floor is covered in half a foot of mud, and unlike the street silt, it's still wet down here and smells a lot like clay. The bar is broken and buckled, but somehow there are still bags of chips hanging perfectly straight behind it. Connolly says they will rebuild the club. A lot of electricians, plumbers, and carpenters are members. They just need a plan.
We don't know. Yeah, I mean, we're at a loss. I do have a 30-yard dumpster coming in tomorrow because we're going to start weeding this stuff out because we got to get this stuff cleaned up before it's, you know, it spreads upstairs, you know, mold and stuff. So we will rebound. We will fix this place up one way or the other. We love this club, and it will come back better than it was before. I guarantee that.
Across the bridge, still closed to cars until engineers give it the all clear, Michael Garfield Wright is helping his tenants bring out debris from the river level of a three-story brick building.
I think everybody's overwhelmed right now, and so they just need time to digest.
The first-floor tenants, bookstore owners, don't know if they'll return here once the place is cleaned up. They lost about 65% of their inventory. In the last few days, they've tossed out 10,000 volumes. Garfield Wright says another tenant, an artist and musician who'd rented a river-level space for more than a decade, lost maybe half of his work and instruments.
Ben had approximately 2.5 hours to get out of here. What happened is he was here on Sunday morning at 9:30, and he looked out the river, everything was fine. And then between 9:30 and 11:30, it literally rose like 6 or 7 feet. And he was up to his navel. It was just incredibly fast.
Garfield Wright is thinking maybe in the future another type of tenant would be better in this location, someone with just a computer and a fax machine. on both sides of the Deerfield River. People keep saying how the towns have pulled together since Irene. Mary Vilbon doesn't think the flood will hurt Shelburne Falls in the long run.
Everybody has been working so hard independently because of the economy right now that this has brought us together as a community. So in some ways, you look at the blessings. No one was seriously injured in this. Everything is just property loss.
Even with all the helping hands, there's an enormous amount of repair ahead. And instead of serving customers, some business owners will still be cleaning right through the three-day weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jill Kaufman in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts.